Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're discussing the difference between Zechiah and Shlichus. Shlichus, the Yad HaShaliach, the Kadam Shalech. In Zechiah, it is not. And with that, we are Metarets Shitas HaRif. Why, when someone receives, they get Shichur for the Eved, he can't retract? Because a Kinyan is made, but it didn't yet go into the Eved's hand, and Memela, there's no retraction, but there's also no Shichur. Adkan Tamsis, Shebet Tamsis, of what we said in the previous shir, based on the Torah, Hagon Rav Nasan Gishtetner, Zatzal. So, Belechdeinu Baderech Zu, if we go on this path, we can also be Miyashi, what Rashi writes in Bov Metzia Daf Yud, that the Tofes Lebal Chov, Bemokum Shechov Lacherim Lo Kona. And that's only Kishelo Aso Hanosha Shliach Litvos, when Ruvain takes from Shimon something on behalf of Levi, so that doesn't count if other people also are owed by Shimon. However, if Levi makes Ruvain a shliach, then he is Kona, even if Shimon owes to other people. Tosis in Gitnan Yud Aleph Amud Beis is Tamea. Ma chiluk benehem, what's the difference? Sharei, even if he didn't make him a shliach, he's still considered a shliach. Shezakin ladim shelo b'fanav. So who cares that he didn't make him a shliach? Didn't make him a shliach. At the end of the day, he's like a shliach. So if the Gemara says, Tofis l'makom b'al chov, makom shechov l'acherim lo kana, it's going to be whether or not he made him a shliach, because when he's Tofis, he's going to be acting as a zoche. But based on what we said, we can answer the Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Because Tfisa is only effective k'sheba liyado v'reshuso shel hanoshe. Tfisa is only effective when it comes into the hands of the person who is demanding his money back. But it is not effective when the Noshe is only Zoche Medine Kinyanim. Because even before Tfisa, the Noshe had a Schus Kinyan in this Mammon that was taken, because the Love is Chayiv money to him. And Tfisa is only considered a proper Tfisa when it's Baliyado Virashuso. She'az Schuso Kodem L'Schusam Shel Balei Chov HaAcherim. So now we understand that when the Noshe makes him a shliach behedya, then the Yad HaShliach HaTofes is kiyado shel HaMishalech, and therefore the Tfisa is effective, it's kilu bali yado v'reshuso shel HaNoshe. But where he didn't make him a shliach, rather the Tofes wanted to be zoche for the Noshe, midin zaken ladim shelo b'fanav, yes, it's considered as if the Noshe is zoche midine kinyanim, because the maisim of the Tofes HaZoche are effective for the Noshe HaMizuke. Nevertheless, since the Yad of the Zoche isn't considered kiyado shel HaMizake, memela, such a Tfisa is not effective, because Tfisa shel kinyan is only a Tfisa shehu biyado shel HaTofes. That's the only proper Tfisa. So you're right. It's correct that when the person grabs it on behalf of the Noshe, so Medine Kinyanim, so now he has a schus in what was taken, but it's not considered Yado yet. So in order to be Yado, it has to be Mamish Biyado Shelha Noshe, and here it's not yet Biyado. So Memela, if he doesn't make a Mashliach and it's taken on his behalf, so that can't be done because it's not his Yad. Whereas when he makes him a shliach, then the yad shliach is kiyad mishalech, and then it's Peseder, and then we say tovis l'malchov makom shachav l'acherim is kone. There's a siyata for this in the Meiri and Ksubis and Av Pehe Amar Aleph, who writes that tfisis balchov ainat tzricha kinyan gamur kedarke haknios shel mekach u'memka ritzon olomer hagbal mashicha el kol shu muchzak bo tfisa hi. So you don't need, the tfisis balchov doesn't need a proper kinyan, hagbal mashicha, just the mitzis of the kinyan. And that's the same thing here. We can also say that kinyan alone is not effective if it is not actually in the hand of the tofes. So therefore, somebody else taking it for on behalf of the noshe, on behalf of the person who's demanding his money back, is not going to be sufficient. That doesn't count. And therefore, it's only if yado ki yado. And that only works if he's a shliach. In the Sefer Divrei Emes, Kuntres Binyanei Gittin, Siman and Beis, he's miyashiv das harif, who says that the person who receives the get on behalf of the get shichur on behalf of the evet, so he's the person giving it cannot retract, but the get, the evet, is not yet released. He explains that even though Eina Adon Yochel Lachzer Bo Mikol Mokom Lo Nishtachar Evet Adamati Gita Liyodei V'Hani Mishum Desfirlei, v'zichia lav mitam shlichusi, ulefikach af sheha eved zacha beget mikol makom v'nasim biyada v'ina v'lo mishtach ra'adam matagita liyada. So this is karov, close to what we're saying, that even though he's zocha in the get, he's not mishuchar until the get comes into his hands, because we require v'nasan biyada, that it has to actually be in her hands. But we still have to understand that the since the eved was zocha in the shtar miyad kishabal liyad zocha, and he's not mishtachwer until it actually comes into his hand, if that's the case, so then let it be. It's like tli gitech me'al gabe akarka. It's like when someone says to a woman, take your get from the ground, because the shtar was yotze mitachas yad adam, it already went out from the hands of the adam miyad shegia liyad zocha vilu v'nosan biyad einu miskayim elu shemagia liyak shemagia liyad eved. The nasan biyada is only fulfilled when it actually comes into the hand of the eved. So the shtar didn't come into the hand of the eved. Miyadu shel adon or miyad shlucho. It's like tligi tech malga be'akarka shepostel gam shtar shichur kamashikos v'aritva b'kiddushim b'chof gimel amid beis. So this is a very big problem, sweet friends, that the person, this eved, is not getting the get from the adon. So afterwards, how's he receiving the get? It's like tligi tech malga be'akarka. It wasn't given directly to him. And because there was no shichur at the time when the get was given. However, in the Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Yitches, he writes, Kosev a get, v'nosem biyad avdo, v'kosev lo shtar matona olav, kevin shizachso, be'evet zachso, be'get, v'nistar, v'nisgarishim haya kofus, v'im eino kofus, v'neyur konso ha'evet, v'eino megureshes, ad shiagia get liyadazo. The husband writes a get and puts it in the hand of his eved, and he writes for her a shtar matona on this eved. Since she was zoch in the eved, she's zoch in the get, and she's megureshes if he was tied up, and if he wasn't tied up, she's kona the eved, but she's not megureshes until the get comes into her hands. Writes the Rabbah Magid, that from the fact that the Rambam writes ad sheyagia get liyada nirish esayver afim netalto he mina eved, that nizgarisha v'lo avik tligitech me'agabe akarka. So the Rambam writes that until the get comes into the hand of the woman, when the get comes into the hand of the woman, she's megureshes. So that implies even if the eved, she takes it from the hand of the eved, she's megureshes, and it's not ketligitech me'agabe akarka. Explains Hagon Rit al Gazi b'sefer get makusher and simen yod aleph, that even though where the woman takes the get miyadu shel abal, even though if the woman doesn't get the get from the hand of the husband, it's not effective because it's the ketli gitech maga be'akarka. Nevertheless, when the baal puts the get l'socha tzeirav and the woman takes it from there, it's effective. Kevin shabam me'rishuso l'rishusa. And even though it says v'nasan v'nasan, that we require that it has to come into her hand mikoch nesinaso shel baal, and we don't have that. But since there's nesina mikoch l'toch ha'chatzer mitchila, so this koyach ha'baal shemikoch nesinaso sham hu ba liyada v'lo echpas lan da hagos haget liyada ena mikoch nesinas ha'baal v'lo kapit kral l'shiyavul yershuso mirshuso v'shabal yoytzi haget miyado al yidei sheyitein haget b'mokom shiruy l'zgarish v'lo kapit kral v'nosan shelo tikach me'atme l'shelo ha'itzah sham nesina klal v'kevan shaya get munach biyado. So the Marit al-Ghazi says that as long as the husband does a ma'isa nesina and then she takes it from his rishus, everything is beseder. He did his nesina and she took it from his rishus. If it's the gibe lechama be'akarka, it's not his rishus anymore. But if he gives it to the eved and then she takes it from the eved, so it's going from his rishus to her rishus, or if he puts in a chatzah, she's kona the chatzah, it's going from his rishus to her rishus, and he did the original nesina. So too, the get is coming merishus ha'adon, merishus ha'eved, vein rishus ha'cheretz mafsekes be'emtza. So you have also here in our case that the husband gives the get to the shliach of the to this person who's receiving the get on behalf of the eved, and then the eved takes it from him. So why is the husband giving it to this eved, this man, so that the eved should be zocha from him? So al yedei nesinas habal, it was mitafsher, it was made possible that the eved should be zocha in the get. So just like if you give a get to an eved and the eved isn't kafus, and the eved can walk around, so the woman isn't divorced immediately, and now when she takes the get from the hand of the eved, now she's divorced, because it was going from the husband to the woman. The husband did a maisa nesina, and through this maisa nesina, it got to the woman. So to hear, when he gives it to the person who receives it on behalf of the Eved, and then the woman gets it from him, and then the Eved gets it from this person, so it's also, it's like an asina al yidei habaal. In other words, the asinas habaal made possible that the Eved should be zocha in the get. By giving it to this person, the Eved can get the get. So it's not like that it's that he's just being mafkirit and it's just sitting on the ground and then you go ahead and take it. There's a hefsek between the husband's giving and the person taking, right? There's a hefsek rishios. It's just sitting on the ground in the meantime, so that's considered a hefsek. But if he gives it to somebody to give to the Eved, and this person was kohen on behalf of the Eved, just the Eved isn't yet freed until it actually comes into his hand. But when it comes into his hands, it comes be'etzem al yidei habaal. So al yidei odom. And therefore he's free. And more than that, writes the Tosis Rid in Kiddushin, Shimhaya baila nosin laget v'amr lo sim oso al gabi sela ze o al gabi karka v'ezgarish megureshesi ukilu sam biyode dami. So if the baal gives her a get, and she says to him, put it on this rack, or on this ground, and I'll be mizgarish. She's migureshes, as if he had put it in her hands. Not like kli gidech ma'agav yakarka, because there's no nesinas habal, because it's not midas ha'isha. The moment it's midas ha'isha, then it's like putting it into her hand. Explains the sefer divrei emes and yanegin and simen and hay that it's talking about afterwards she took it from there, and even though it didn't come from the hand of the husband to the hand of the woman mamish, we're just makbid on the nesina de baal, as long as there's a nesina de baal. And here the baal was motzi et miyado l'shem geirishin. So as long as he puts it in the place that the woman wants, that's beseder. So linyan is v'nosin biyado. We're not makbid there should be nesina mamish miyado liyado. We see from the Tosfos Rid, as long as there's a nesina miyado baal, that's effective. Even though afterwards she takes the get by herself. So too, when he's mizaka the get al yidei hazochem, nimtza sheish nesina mitzarad, and the other one gives it to this person. He does a proper nesina, and that's considered v'nos in the other. It's not tzligitech me'agav yakarka, because it's been given in order that it should be now transferred to the woman. So it's not tzligitech me'agav yakarka. It's al yidei nesinas habal. So now we understand das harif, that when the Eved was mizaka the shtar shichur, when the Adam was mizaka the shtar shichur to the Eved is zocha in this shtar, and the husband can retract, because the Eved is zocha mishtar b'dine kinyanim. Nevertheless, he's not mishuchur, because there's no nesina yet b'yado. We require nesina v'nasim b'yado v'leka. But after the shtar comes into his hand, he's mishuchur, because there is a v'nasim b'yado, because the shtar came into his hand. And notes says, like tiki yach me'awa karka, since there was nesina mitzad ha'adam, shorei nasna la zocha k'dei shiska bo la'eved. So he's giving it to this person in order that the Eved should be zocha in this shtar shichur. So since he's giving it in order that the Eved should be, that's his kavan in giving it, that it should be now transferred to the Eved. And he's not just putting it in this no man's land, in this hefker, he's not just putting it on a rack, but he's giving it in order that it should now be transferred to the Eved. That is considered a proper nesina. In the Tshuvis of the Chasim Sofer, in Ebenezer and Chelik Beis, in Mem Gimli Asal Shitas Harif, in our Sugya, that when he says, Tinu get Shichur Zela Avdi, it's Kizichi, She'en Adon Yochel Achzer Bo, but the Eved isn't Meshichur until the get comes into his hand. That's Shitas Harif that we've been discussing. But this is difficult. How can you possibly think that the Eved Zoch in the Shtar, the Chatzoin? Because even when he gives the Shtar Shichur Liyada, Eved Atzmo, he's only Meshtachur, Mitan Gito V'yada Boim Kechad, like we see in Kedushin Chav Gim Laman Aleph. Otherwise, it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. And if so, according to the Rif, that the Eved is not Mishtachwer until it comes into the hand of the Eved, so the person who's Zocha for him, so his hand will be like the hand of the Eved. And Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabo. So how can it be Zocha for him that the Adam can't be Chozer Bo? In such a case, we can't say Gito V'yad Bo'im Kechad, because the Eved isn't Meshuchwer yet. Normally, we say Gito V'yad Bo'im Kechad, because now he's Meshuchwer as he receives the get. But here, when he gets the get Shichwer, he's not yet Meshuchwer. So it turns out then that it's Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbah. This person is like Yad Eved, and then Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbah, and there's no Gita V'yadu Boim Ke'echad. So Memela, because he's not yet Mishachor, so Memela, there was no Nesina here, it was nothing. Very Shtar Kasha of the Chasim Sofer. So the Chora, we can answer Al Pimasha Kosev Akzos, B'simin Reish, Sif Katan Hei, that B'shtar Ali the Acherim, Kona Eved Es Atzmo, Af B'lo Time, the Gita V'yadu Boim Ke'echad. If a shtar is given to others, he's caught himself even without the reason of Gita V'yadim Boim Kechad, and therefore, when there's a zchi of the shtar shichur ali de acher, the Eved is zoche even without the din of Gito V'yado Boim Kechad. The Makne doesn't agree with this, the Chasim Sofer doesn't agree with this, L'shitaso, because he brings in a tshuva in the name of the Makne, that even b'shtar the acher we have to say Gito V'yado Boim Kechad, but you see from the sheet of the riff that's what we have to say. We have to say like the Ktzos. When it comes to giving it to others, we don't need to come on to Gito V'yado Boim Kechad. Otherwise, he would not be the other would be allowed to retract, because it would be like giving it to himself, because the Eved wouldn't be free, and the Yad HaShlich is Kiyad HaEved, and the Yad HaEved is Kiyad Rabbah, and there's no Gita V'yado Boim Kechad. From the fact that he says that the Adon can't retract, it's like the Eved made a kinyan on the Shtar, so it must be that when it's Nesin Ali De Acherim, we don't say that Gito V'yado, we don't need to come on to Gito V'yado Boim Kechad. Even without the din of Gito V'yado Boim Kechad, the Eved is still Zoche. So it's a raya not like the Makna, not like the Chasim Sofer understood, but rather from the Rift is a raya like the Ktzos, that when it comes to Nesin Ali De Acher, so we don't have to come on to Gito V'yado Boim Kechad, and the Eved can be Kone even without that mechanism. Yisod Shitas Rashi V'arif, that when a person's Mizakash Tar Shichur, even though he can't be Chozer, but nevertheless, he's only Mishuchur when the get comes into the hand of the Eved, Frektosis, since it's his Chuz, it's Pashat that he's Ochel Alter. So too asks the Rif, Zechiyam Itam Shlichus, it's Kilu Bo Get Liyad Eved. So why isn't it like he actually received it? Why doesn't he go free? So answers Rav Nosson, Al Piyam Avor B'tos Bo Mitziah in Aleph Amit Beis, Sheik Hashem Zakeh, L'chaveir, Ronasa Zecha, Shliach, Lorak L'makavil, Elagam L'noisen, K'sha Noisen Unach, V'shen Obrash Lichus, Eni Yochol Lizko. So the person's Zakeh to his friend, so the Zoche becomes a Shliach not only for the Makavil, the Zoche is also a Shliach for the Noisen, for the giver. And when the giver is a Nachri, who's not bar shlichus, he can't be zoche. Ayin b'ktzos, b'simakuf be'beis, he've cut beis. If so, when he's mezakeh the shtar shichur to the eved, harei nasa hashliach shluchem shel ha'eved v'shel ha'ada. So it's like they're both muchzuk. So the adon can't be chozer bo because the eved is muchzuk, but the eved isn't free yet because the adon is still muchzuk. And then when it actually comes into his hand, then it's completely his. V'yesh kamuvan laharich b'chol anyana me'elu. And we should be zocha l'achzor v'lishnos perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.